Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Peck Show!
Who's the best show here?
Peck Show!
All right, good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
It's about fucking time someone else is.
Big O! Showtime!
You were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a limousine peck show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cats, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are looking bad. For the strong men, go direct to DLNGS.org. And ICChallengeLinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cats are just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 932 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
And we have Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that excitement, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got
still
going
kind of slow after last week.
I got two things I want to say before we go into the other things, because we're off. The first thing. This is terrible to admit, but I just figured out that Cyber Monday,
the ongoing thing. Oh,
Cyber Monday is like the Black Friday of online shopping.
Of course it is.
And when I first heard Cyber Monday, the thing that clicked in my head many years ago, clicked in my head, and I've carried through to this day, was I thought it was a day for buying electronics. Because I was like, because like when I thought about it, I'm like, well, Amazon still has Black Friday deals. I didn't get that Cyber Monday was year. Buying, not like going through buying electronically instead of going to the actual store. I feel like
this
such
year
a
you basically saw Black Friday deals the entire
all
month of November.
So yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Cyber Monday deals all the way through the month of December.
But again, I thought Cyber Monday meant you bought electronics on that. Like they were putting electronics on sale for that day.
No, it was Cyber Monday.
No, it was Cyber Monday
because back in the day when we were all on dial-up, people would start to shop in their browsers on their high-speed connection at work. That's why it was called Cyber Monday.
But it's to buy online, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
online sales.
I didn't get that.
But
until
no, the sales were completely stupid this year. And
garbage.
They were last year too, and they were I think the year before. But before that, you know, yeah, there were actually reasons to get to the store and potentially try and buy something. Because they had actual good deals on electronics on Black Friday. And then, you know, they used to have good deals on Cyber Monday online, but this year I watched some items from Amazon and, you know, I saw the Cyber Monday price and I just waited until Tuesday and no longer listed as a Cyber Monday deal, but it's the exact same price.
Or it's the exact same price it was 2 weeks ago, but they say it's on sale and it's originally higher than what the price was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pointless.
But there is that.
Why is Mordency and Murph in the listening booth? They need
because
to get up here and start
they
talking.
They go there to listen.
No. They need to get up here and talk.
So the other thing I wanted to briefly touch on, my daughters and their neighbors all love to play Minecraft. And so they come over here and my daughter runs Minecraft from the PlayStation 5, and they'll connect to her session and have a little ball. So I was like, that's great for local area network playing. Wouldn't it be better if I just set up a Minecraft server? It can't be that hard. Because I think I did it a long time ago. But it can't be that hard. And I was like, I have this Raspberry Pi that I'm using here, Raspberry Pi 3. It's got to be, you know, good enough to run a Minecraft server on. So this was running the, so I found out that it's pretty easy, supposedly pretty easy to install, right? I had to get Java, obviously. And I was looking at the directions for a Raspbian Pi, and I'm running Raspbian on there for getting Java. And Oracle Java wasn't in the repos available to me. And I don't know where they were getting that in the documentation, but I couldn't find it. So I was like, well, I really don't really care about Oracle Java. I could just get OpenJDK. And I know that I've run Minecraft on OpenJDK. I'm sure it should be pretty, you know, fine. Well, there was the version of Debian that was on is Buster. And that, no, I think it was the one before. I think it was actually this Raspberry Pi I was trying to do it on was Jesse. So I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to have to get it up to Buster. So I upgraded it incrementally. No, I upgraded it to Buster, I think. And that went over just like it did the other one. I upgraded it all the way to Buster, and that was fine. The version of Minecraft server that I pulled down, the latest one, would not work with OpenJDK. I think it was 11 is the one that they had available in Buster. So that became a fiasco. That meant I had to go up to Bullseye for OpenJDK 17, I believe it is. And when I got Bullseye installed, OpenJDK 17 wasn't available there. It was as a source, but it wasn't according to his documentation. And I'm like, this is starting to be a real pain in the ass. I can't believe it is this persnickety, right? To get Minecraft up and running. A server up and running. So I went and looked at some other documentation, and they're like, just run snapd and get the OpenJDK package that you need in snap. And I was like, all right, that's simple enough, you know, and I'm just running this for the yucks and see if I can, you know, at least get it going and have them play. Because this is about like hour three that I'm on this, thinking it should only take me like 20 minutes. So I snapd was a breeze to install. It was a breeze to get Oracle Java run, or not Oracle, OpenJDK 17 running. So then when I went back to start the Minecraft server, it came up. I have it configured to do 1.2 gigabytes of RAM dedicated to it. Out of the four that is on this Raspberry Pi. And then I went upstairs and got my daughter's iPad and connect. Because come to find out, the freaking PlayStation doesn't allow you to connect to a custom server. It's only what is available according to whatever, you know, the registered network is or something that they have to them. You can't connect it to a local server. So that like really pissed me off right there. But I figured they still have other devices. They're playing on their phones, they're playing on their iPads, they're playing on their Chromebooks, they're playing on all these devices. So I connected to the server, and then it would do something, and then it would say connection lost. And it kept doing that like three or four times. And I'm like, what's going on here? Because it looks like it's running. Then I see it bring up that it's creating the world. And it's running at like...
took freaking forever.
1% every like 5 or 6 minutes or something like that. So I just threw up my hands. I was like, I'm just going to let it go. We'll see what happens. And the next morning I came down here and it didn't look like it got much further than 16 or something. And I couldn't SSH into it. You know, it was like locked up, that it was consuming so much of the resources on this thing. Like, I couldn't do anything with it. And then it eventually restarted. But man, that
probably you need a Pi 4.
Yeah, and so I went through and some of the documentation I read, and I think it was mainly for a Pi 4, right? But I figured, I mean, Minecraft server's been around for a long time. I ran it like 5 or 6 years ago on a lower end laptop. I mean, I can't imagine, like, today that you couldn't run it on a Raspberry Pi. And I followed the tweaking instructions and stuff, and like I said, cut it down for the available memory that I had on this Pi. It wasn't happening. So that was a good couple of hours tinkering around with that. You know, back in the old days, but I was quite surprised. Quite surprised, Joel.
Yep.
What a freaking pig.
I bet you'd run on my new laptop.
You know what? I probably would.
Yeah, because it's a Core i7.
Where'd you get that?
I got it at Best Buy. It was expensive. It was about $1,200. But it's got 11th generation Core i7. It has 16 gigs of RAM, 512 SSD, NVIDIA GTX 3050 Ti card. It also happens to have a second M2 SSD slot, so I can add more storage directly to it, as well as upgrade the RAM beyond 16. So for now, it's going to stay Windows just because that's my editing rig. So that's where I'm going to be editing videos and stuff from. And really, I've never found anything that can remotely do things as quickly as the Creative Cloud tools, because they use the CUDA cores on the NVIDIA card. So I think it also does some additional things with the ray tracing stuff that's on it as well. But besides the fact, I can always use it to play a few video games too. Like, I got, not that it really needs the power, but I got SimCity on there.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That doesn't really.
Are they making SimCity games?
Yeah. Well, this is the latest one I think that's out there, which is, they basically kind of rebooted it. What's kind of neat about this version is it's basically, I bought it digitally, so it has pretty much all the add-ons to it, like the Cities of Tomorrow and stuff like that. But it has one thing it doesn't have that the other versions didn't have is it has these mega towers that. Like one that looks kind of futuristic and one that it kind of looks a bit more techno. And they're all driven by a different technology in each like the high, really kind of Apple-esque kind of looking tower is driven by having an academy, a science academy thing. And the other one is driven by a megacore, which is basically like a manufacturing / you know, kind of a more polluting kind of a technology kind of thing. And but the game has drones and stuff in it, so like when you get to a certain level, instead of having cops and you know, police and a fire, you can have a fire drone or a police drone that can go take care of a crime in a city and fire in a city. Probably, but yeah. But yeah, it's a fun game. And
what
I also
had, what year is
what
this
year
from?
In the year, the game, that's a good question. I have to look. It's been a while. I would say at least 2017. So, okay. But I think it's the latest version of it that's out right now.
I know it's they're always popular games, and I can't imagine that they still wouldn't be putting out updated SimCities. I was just
right.
I think the last time I played official SimCity was like SimCity 2000, was it?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
This one's just called plain SimCity. It was the one that came out.
Was it in 2000?
Probably.
No, I think it was more like 90s, I thought. But I've had SimCity 3000.
Oh, wait. I thought SimCity 2000 came out in 2000.
Yeah, that sounds about right for 3000.
So 3000 came out in 2000.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, so SimCity 2000 wasn't related to like the year 2000.
No, no.
Oh.
Because you had SimCity, which was the original one on the PC and Amiga and others. Then you had SimCity 2000, SimCity 3000, which I did have 3000. I never had 2000. Then there's SimCity 4. And then after that is just SimCity, which is what I have.
I stopped at SimCity 2000 because by then I was after that I was off of
2014
Windows.
Is when the version I have is it came out in 2014.
Okay.
Ever play Sim Tower?
I never played that one.
It's an old game.
So obviously that my new laptop has no problem with that game.
So wait, Sim Tower. That was a simulation of
a
tower, right?
Yeah. Skyscrapers.
And then there
you
was
could, like Sim... turn it into a mall or something.
Right.
And there was Sim Ant.
Right.
And so they only went with the core Sim City after that, right? I don't recall there being any other Sim whatever.
Well, there was Sim Earth.
Carnival.
Oh yeah, right. It was Sim Earth.
Roller Coaster Tycoon is the one you're thinking of, but that wasn't by Maxis, which actually I forgot I have that somewhere too. But Roller Coaster Tycoon doesn't really use up a lot of resources either.
But did Sim Earth come out around the same time as Sim Ant and Sim Tower?
Yes. Yes, I think it did actually.
And did they keep that going?
No.
Beyond two, because I'm thinking. That's when I stopped with SimCity was 2000, and I didn't play it because I was on Linux after that.
Right.
And then the next big thing after was The Sims.
Right. And The Sims is now up to version 4 or version 5, I think. I can't remember, but...
Did either of you ever play the streets of SimCity?
No, but I heard it was awful.
And Sim Tower was actually made by Vivarium Inc.
Right.
Games developed as Open Book. So it was developed as Open Book, and so that's not the same people that made SimCity.
Huh. I'm surprised they didn't get sued.
But I will say this. The Sim Tower concept is actually what is behind the Mega Towers in the new... Because it's very similar, because you can have a mall level, then you can have a residential level. And the medium, like mid-level income would live in the Omega Core towers that when you build those. And the other ones would be the richer people. So, of course, the more rich people you have in your town... the more money you get in revenue. But Sim Earth was... What year was Sim Earth? It was a Maxis 1990 on DOS and Windows. And basically...
What?
1990.
Sim Earth.
I did have that at one point. Yeah, Sim Earth. Yeah, and basically you had to basically save the planet.
Because Sim Ant was that didn't that start on the Apple? Sim Ant,
I think it did.
So as far as I know, like Sim Ant carried through up until like SimCity 2000. I don't recall Sim Ant happening after SimCity 2000, and it might have stopped before that. Like, has there been a Sim Ant released since the 90s?
I don't think so. Let's see.
You know, there's something we could use to look it up.
Wikipedia.
On the internet.
Sim Ant was released on Mac, DOS, and Windows in 1991, Amiga in 1992, FM Towns, PC 98, and X68000, and the SNES in 1993. So,
yeah, I'm not really counting the Nintendo versions, but,
right?
But you know,
usually those ones were pretty bad too.
I remember that being on. But anyway, so they haven't kept up with like Sim Ant and Sim Earth, have they? I guess not.
Earth and robot pretty bad.
Wow, they kicked his ass out. What were you saying, Joel?
No, me. I'm putting on my goggles. See if that fixes it.
Oh man, Joe.
I got disconnected and reconnected.
That's weird because I didn't get disconnected at all, but everybody just like kind of like gurgled away.
Well, the server is like in the same room as you, right?
Oh, this Marvel
server?
No,
this is Delwyn's server.
Yeah. No. Anyway. Oh, Joe, what I wanted to say, like I had Streets of Sim City, but there was also Sim Copter. And for people who don't know, you could take the cities that you created in SimCity and then import them into or Sim Streets of SimCity or SimCopter would work with that as the layout for those app games themselves. So you could actually fly or drive through your city. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good either. Like there was it just wasn't that great. But it wasn't bad. I mean it was a cool novelty, but as I recall, I think we only fired it up once and drove through a little bit, and then it was like, oh, not much special here.
Yeah, still sounds fun though. At least for 20 seconds or so.
It was neat, especially to be able to go through the city that, like, the city you flew through was the one that you had in SimCity, or drove through, both of those. That was pretty cool.
Oh, still no Joel. He ran away.
He's
in audio test.
Joel actually bought the brothels of SimCity.
Well, he visited brothels.
Yeah. With the steam bath add-on.
Yeah, yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry.
That was a fun game.
It was.
When I was, 15, 16.
Right.
They've remade that. I think they put out a version of that on the Android. Switch.
It's on Android.
Is it?
Okay. There's one on the Switch, too.
PC games, love it.
Well,
One game I put on the laptop but haven't played yet from I got it on Steam, MechWarrior Online. I think nothing I had would play it up till now. But it's basically like the Mech Warrior games, but you're going, it's like death matching in mechs. So.
Sounds like fun.
Yep. But I know it'll run that, but, I didn't really buy it primarily for playing games, but I'm sure I'll play a few.
It makes me miss Armored Core Master of Arena.
Yeah.
The best Armored Core game.
Never played any of the Armored Core games.
Yeah,
that's the only one really
I
worth playing.
Right. Well, there was a Sim Safari. Ugh. In City
Skylines. There's
like a Sim
Everything.
There
was a Sim Everything at one point, and then it just all went away.
It got converted to Minecraft.
Yeah. Right. Simtoons, which is weird.
Or what was that? Sim Life or something like that, where it was just online play and you actually, you know, like stuck with one person or something like that. What Second was that Life? Called? Second Life. Maybe that was it. I don't remember.
No, there's a Sim Life too, but.
Isn't Sim Life Sim? Oh, no, Sim Life is. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's like starting with like one of the celled organisms. And...
Yeah, well, there's that other one too. There's one where you did some weird stuff, and I can't remember. Like, your characters were like really weird.
The Sims.
Dope Wars.
Not Sims.
Dope Wars.
Dope Wars.
Well, the Sims is what I was thinking of, where basically it's a simulated life.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife played that longer than I did, and at one point she was like, I gotta run my own life. I don't have time to run.
Right?
A virtual right. life. Holy crap.
Well, it's like the Facebook games we used to play like 10 years ago, like Mafia Wars and...
Oh, yeah.
And all those things. It's like, and I don't play them.
They're just a giant time suck. And then you go and look at it later, and it's like, why did I even play that? It wasn't even fun.
What was the Farmville?
Oh. You know what? I completely forgot about those Facebook games until you brought them up.
Vampire the Masquerade had a game on there. There was the, what was it? Marvel Avengers Alliance.
Yeah.
Was Mafia Wars, was that like you can make a move, but then you had to wait for somebody else to make a move? Was that like that?
I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh. But you had to do something like it was one of those pay-to-play games too, wasn't it?
And yeah, they were always trying to like,
you know, get X amount of people to sign up and you get extra bonus points or something that you could use for in-game stuff.
Yeah, well, no, that was one of the things that annoyed me about like Marvel's Avengers Alliance. It was a somewhat fun game to play. You know, you got to pick how the combats went, or just let it go through. And the problem was, you know, you spent all that time building up and building up and building up without putting any money into the game, and then some new level one person would come in and drop a few thousand dollars on the game and be suddenly able to kick your ass.
Joe, all you gotta do is drop more than a few thousand dollars.
You know, even with prices, now, then, whatever. No. When I can buy a full game for.
I was gonna say, it sounded like he was roboting there. So I'm gonna assume it's not my connection because he dropped and nothing happened to me. Although, it's weird because I see
that you'd already bought and upped the power on the new stuff. So unless you were willing to dish out oodles of money every week, you were not going to be a top player. And the amount of money you had to dish out, you might as well just buy a full-fledged game on Steam.
Yeah.
I really don't like the pay-to-play systems the way they are anymore.
Free to play.
Yeah, the free to play, not free to win. But even when you buy, full fledged games anymore, yeah, you're buying a whole game. But guess what? If you got the early access, then you get such and such a thing, and then if you pay the extra money, you get such and such an expansion pack, or if you pay the extra for the season pass. Of course, I do pay for season passes. But...
Damn right. It's cheaper than buying them individually.
Yeah.
or you know what? If it's a game that you're semi-interested in and you can wait, you just wait like 6 months later than they put out like the...
Exactly.
You know, the definitive edition where it's $20 for everything.
Right. Exactly. Right. If it's not something that you absolutely have to play the first day, just wait a couple of months. The price will drop, and you'll probably get that first expansion for free.
Yeah. But that's the gaming purchase I made this week. And of course,
wait, what's the gaming purchase? Your laptop?
The laptop, yeah.
Well, you just told us it wasn't a gaming purchase. You were trying to tell us it was for editing the videos.
It's for both.
Now, the truth is, it sounds like before it was more like editing videos, and definitely maybe I'll play some games. Videos. Now you're like, well, I'm just going to be playing games on this thing all the time.
No, not really.
Well, he'll supposed to be editing, but instead he'll end up playing a video game.
Yeah, so
it'll be a pay-to-win game, though.
Pay-to-win. The other thing I wanted to bring up this week is we did get a new vehicle. Friday, or actually, I picked it up the Saturday before Thanksgiving. We got a 2022 Chevrolet Traverse RS. And I'm telling you now, if you're shopping for a car, be ready to pay. And I don't mean just the sticker price. You're paying above sticker.
Yes.
Which is what I had to pay. So,
because of chip shortages right now.
Yep.
Even the used market is garbage.
Oh, yeah. The markup on ours was $5,000.
Damn.
Above sticker. Some of them are above $7,000. So first one I looked at was over the GMC dealer was a Buick Enclave in their top trim level, the Avenir trim level. And it was already a $60,000 car. By the time you added the markup, it was $70,000. So obviously we didn't get that. And then
I asked,
when are you getting your GMC Acadias in? And on those, they weren't getting them before Christmas. And I'm like, yeah, I have to get it settled now, you know, before Christmas. So we walked across the street. They only had three Traverses, the one we bought, and two low-end ones, LS model, LS trim level. The RS is a little bit better than definitely better than the LS and the LTs. But they didn't have any of those.
I just saw a 1998 S10 pickup for $800 with 150,000 miles.
Holy crap. That's
and
a lot of money for that.
That's still it's probably high for that, but for around here, that's a really good price on a vehicle.
Wait, did you say a 1998 for $800?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a really good price for a vehicle around here. And it's just a little pickup truck, and I am considering getting it, but I'm not sure.
You know what, though? The one good thing about those is they don't have as much technology as what I have is in it.
Yeah,
which,
a little bit easier to work on, that's for sure.
Because mine is so packed with technology. It has probably my favorite feature when I'm going to be highway driving is the adaptive cruise control. So basically what I'll do is I'll set the cruise at, you know, what, 65-70, right? So if somebody pulls in front of me, the car will automatically slow down. And then when that person pulls away and the lane opens up, it'll speed right back up to the where the cruise is supposed to be.
How much was this car?
It was right around 50.
50?
Yeah.
And he'll be paying on it for at least the next, you know, 5 years.
75 months, yeah.
Well, you know
which
what?
Is longer than five. Do you know
how long I'm going to have to pay for that truck if I decide to get it?
One week?
About 10 minutes.
Ten minutes. But, so that adaptive cruise is my favorite thing is it has this camera, some block you're getting this where basically it has cameras all on the outside of your car.
That's weird because I see mine start to fluctuate a little bit, but
saw it fluctuating and then poof.
Yep.
But I didn't drop.
But it seems to happen the most when Joel's talking. So.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's because he talks so much.
Wait. So I feel like I'm way out of it in regards to buying cars, because the last cars, one we got was the Kia and holy crap, 2013, I think it was. Yeah. Like, I would just expect to go to the car dealership and we're starting at $20,000. Am I way off?
Yeah.
It depends. Like, I'm like, you know, or that's what. Are cars a lot more than $20,000? Is like $20,000?
Yeah, right now, new car prices are absolutely insane. That's like
they are.
Getting a new car below $30,000 right now is not a thing.
Yeah, and you're lucky if you can get one. Yeah. But like, plus, and then some of this is all the extra technology you put on. Like, you know, like the backup cameras are not just an option anymore. They're law. You know, you can't sell a car without a backup camera on it. So that's why the camera systems are becoming really advanced and stuff. Like this has the cameras all around it, and I can flip in on the infotainment screen. I can flip it to what it looks like an overhead view of my car.
Yeah,
and that's really nice for when parking. It's awesome when parking.
One of my buddies just bought a Mercedes AMG, I think.
Oh yeah.
And he's saying, he makes about the same thing I do. Granted, he doesn't have like three kids like I do.
Right.
But he's saying it's
pulling
100...
in 6.5, 7 figures.
No, well, six, low sixes, low right. sixes. And he bought $100,000 car.
That yeah.
He's going to be paying off. For forever.
Yep. Now, granted,
we buy my turn. What did he buy?
I think Mercedes. It was a Mercedes AMG.
Oh my yeah. goodness.
Yeah, that's probably yeah.
With all the frills,
100,000. Yeah, but yeah, that's why I don't buy Mercedes and I buy Chevy. Because I get almost all the same features nowadays. With
shit,
that.
Them Lime scooters are looking good now.
Right?
Hot damn! Right. I could just. Put my card in there and ride it when I need to. I don't $100,000 for a car. Oh, I can't right. imagine that.
Well, even then, my term is 75 months. We won't make it to that. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to buy another car to replace this one, but my wife is the kind of person that she will pay extra on a loan if she can, and that's what she does.
Oh, so, I thought you were like, yeah, we're not going to make it to that. Like, at first you were like,
oh, no,
like, dude,
no.
You're going to die before that? What do you mean you're not going to make
I
it?
Hope not.
That,
I hope not.
And then I was like, well, wait, you're gonna sell the – like, how are you going to get out of the loan? Because your wife is paying extra every month. The
that's
smart
how.
Thing with it. Paying it
yeah,
down right
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
I'm but, thinking morbid things.
Does she have a job? Practical.
Yeah, she actually technically has two jobs.
Ah, okay.
So
why can't she work three?
She could.
Damn.
She works her data entry. She works her data entry job is part time, but her other job really is. I wouldn't call it much of a job. It's basically taking care of Luke, and she actually gets paid for it from the county. So. Because she's doing things like teaching them how to cook, teaching them how to do a checking account and stuff like that.
You I know, don't get paid to teach my kids that crap.
Well, does your kid have a disability? That's
yes.
Funded by, well, you should look into that.
Got to move to Ohio, man.
Now, the only caveat with that, now, it's now being paused. Not that you would be against vaccines, but they were going to force all their employees up here to get the vaccination because Medicaid.
Well, everybody should get the vaccination.
Right. Well, I think they should. But my stance on that is you can be for the vaccination and against the mandate because that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, I want people
well,
to
wait,
make that
wait.
Decision on their own.
Hold on a second.
I want
I
people
understand.
To have, you know, more than a fifth grade education, but that doesn't seem
that
to be
too.
The case.
I don't understand, like, what does all that have to do with your wife?
Oh, not... because of the mandate they were going to force
yes.
her to get the vaccine if
correct.
She wanted to keep getting paid to
right.
teach their son.
Do the same thing she would already be doing. Yeah.
Wait, isn't your wife
so, I mean,
wait, isn't your wife vaccinated?
She's not.
Oh, I thought, I just assumed she was because you said because you're vaccinated.
No, I wish she would, but, she's not anti it. In fact, she actually had an appointment scheduled. She's taking the stance that she doesn't want to do it unless.
I don't know. Does it count as cooking if I hand my kids the ingredients and instructions and say don't fuck it up?
I think so.
Okay.
So in my wife's case, the reason is because it was Medicaid funded, and now that's currently there's a stay on the president's order on that. A federal court right now at this point. So
I need to get the booster.
I already got my booster, but
did you get your second one?
I got three.
Damn, not your second one. Did it knock you out?
Nah.
It knocked me out for a few hours. Like not immediately. Yeah, what'd you the get? Next
did
day.
You get Mer- did you are you Moderna though?
Yeah, I got the Moderna, and when I got my second shot of the Moderna, I was done the whole next day. I was able to finish out like the rest of that work day when the day I got the shot. But the day after, I felt terrible.
Here it goes again. It's weird because there is one system, one name not having a problem, and that is my one Linux.
It's definitely something on the server because I see all three.
Here
of
I
yours
go again on my own.
Yeah, you know what's weird?
Yeah, that's
better. I have one machine here that has not lost a connection at all.
Well, BFG. Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
It's weird. It has not lost the connection.
So, but anyway, yeah, she was scheduled to get hers tomorrow because she'll get it. Like if they make her get it, she'll get it. You know, and she has a lot of distrust on it, for various reasons. So, it's not that she's anti the vaccine. You know, she just doesn't feel like she should be forced, which I don't feel like that either because, you know, I'm sane and I'm going to go do what's right. And I already did that. So, but I can't force her to do anything. So, you know, but I'm good. So, we'll have our house.
You got yourself a new laptop. Where'd you get the laptop? Did you say Best Buy?
Best Buy, yeah.
So why did you
choose
to go to
hard
Best
Buy too?
Speaking of new laptops, and by new I mean new to me, I'm thinking about picking this one up tomorrow that I saw on Facebook Marketplace. Let me see if I can bring it up real quick.
Was it a $50 ThinkPad?
$45.
$45. What is it?
Hold on, I gotta bring it up. Saved items. Here it is. Lenovo Edge 2 1580 that doesn't power on.
Ooh.
Well, that shouldn't be hard to fix. I mean, it's either a fuse or the battery.
Or a motherboard.
It could be the entire motherboard, but you know, at $45, that's a lot of parts.
True.
At the very least, it's going to have a hard drive.
Right. LCD.
And an LCD.
You could use the LCD and a Raspberry Pi.
Well, how much
to figure out how to work?
How much does it go new? I'm not new. Like how much?
Let me see. Like,
when did that?
They don't
out?
Really sell new. I mean, it's an i7 6500U, so that's what five
three
years
or four
old.
Generation. Yeah.
Okay.
It's still highly usable.
Oh yeah, I mean, I got like a. Excuse me.
You're talking about highly usable. I'm like, all my systems are like that or older. And I'm like, of course they're usable.
i7s, I wouldn't go older than fourth gen and still call it usable. Because third gen was exceedingly slow. But fourth gen, definitely usable. Fifth gen, sixth gen, all good from there.
Right. But like, yeah, that's the other thing too, is I might spend $1,200 on this laptop, but it's going to last a while because when I'm done using it for the Windows and video editing, I'm going to put Linux on it. So it's like, you know,
well, if I get this to power on, I'm putting Linux on it right away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, that's no, the perfect one.
That'll depend. If it's better for me to, like, give it to Tala, because, oh, right. I didn't tell you, she had her court stuff just the other day, and we won't, it seemed to go really well in our way, but we won't know nothing until January, but the school might end up having to cover her first 2 years of college.
There you go.
And she'll get her GED and then just go to college and say to heck with her senior year at high school. They've ruined her high school experience.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Hopefully. Okay. A used like new Lenovo Edge 2 from Walmart. I've never seen Walmart sell used items before. But yeah, it's $509.99.
Huh. Well, that's a decent deal if you can get it to work.
Yeah, for $45. You know, even if I don't get it to work, like you said, I can pull that panel and
yep.
spend $20 on an adapter and a power supply for it and use it like an HDMI display. And it's got a touchscreen, yep. so I can probably find an adapter that works with that, too.
I mean, you might even be able to find a used motherboard that works.
Yeah, no. yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe.
You never
what
know.
What do you mean, Joe?
Well, if I find
$40 on a motherboard, it doesn't make a difference.
Even if I find another one on eBay that's basically
right.
just the bottom half and no screen,
right?
For a decent price, then I can, you know, mix and match parts until it all works again.
Yeah, I'm slightly disappointed though because. In some things, because not with the laptop. I'm very happy with the laptop. Well, I was thinking about instead of that, I was going to get one of the M1 MacBooks. But Uncle Sam took like $700 of the $1,500 bonus I got for referring in a new admin. So it's like, oh, well, you know, I
windfall tax.
Yes. Well, or whatever the bonus tax is. It's not 50%, but it's pretty freaking close.
It's like 30%.
Yeah.
Which is a windfall tax or a capital right. gains tax.
So I might end up with some of that back anyway when it comes to taxes, because the last few years we've been getting refunds,
yeah,
and I'm not talking about stimulation either. But
no, I'm expecting to have to pay quite a bit in taxes right. this upcoming year.
But then, but like I said, you know, if I spend more on it, you know, I've got the very first laptop I bought out of my old job. I still have, which is a Dell Inspiron 7000 something. It's got a Core i5 in it. I don't have other than my wife's old laptop. I don't have a laptop that has less than 16 gigs.
Oh, were you able to get out to the shipping place?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, when you yeah. do, send me your old laptop too.
I might send you that Dell then, the old Dell that she had. I had upgraded it. I think what it ended up making us go buy the new one, I figured out later just because we had to make sure she could work. So, but I had bought like another 4 gig stick of RAM, so she'd have 8 gigs. Well, in a while, then that.
So here we go again. Here we go. Down. There's a lot of going up and down. I wonder what it sounds like on the other machine that the only one that has continuously recorded.
Hello, hello, hello.
There we go.
Is there anybody out there?
Oh, you know how I'm fixing it? All I'm doing is disconnecting and reconnecting from Wi-Fi.
All I'm doing is just letting it reconnect on its own.
Well, okay.
Oh, BFG lost its connection too, Dan.
Yeah, and there it comes.
There he goes.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That was the only. Oh, now I got to piece together.
That was the only
recording.
Recording.
It's happening to the folks in the listening booth too.
So there's
but,
there's yeah. Oh, it's gonna be a pain putting this thing this episode together.
Yep. Sure will, but yeah, I might do that because I'm trying to remember what I have on it now, but it don't matter. You can just boot it off a USB drive and have at it.
I have spare hard drives galore.
Yeah,
Joel.
So yeah,
Now, I would assume that if you were keeping Windows, if I was keeping Windows, like this would be the first thing that you would make sure is installed. How soon from when you got this did you get the Linux subsystem for Windows?
The same day I bought it.
So did you try it out and everything?
Oh, I figured you were going to say the Pornhub extension.
Actually, it works really well on it. In fact, I didn't put it on there until it finished the upgrade to Windows 11. Okay, but the one thing they added to the Windows 11 version of WSL is it will run the X applications without installing an additional X server. So I did a apt-get in apt install gimp. It went ahead and did all the installation stuff like it normally would, and then I just typed in gimp and it just launched in a window. So it's literally like having Linux right on top of the Windows
system. You know what's wild is it makes me think, remember when they were running around and saying Linux is a virus, Linux is a virus?
Right.
And they were right, because here is Linux like sprouting right out of the middle of Windows.
I still like think that alien. Eventually, in the very near future, I think that Windows will just switch to the Linux kernel, and it'll just be like another Linux distribution.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because then it'll be able to run the 64 and 32-bit Windows binaries as well as the Linux binaries. So
then you're saying it's going to be the Windows subsystem for Linux?
Probably not in the extremely near future.
Right.
Because they just, just released Windows 11, didn't they?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the uptake hasn't been strong on that either. But it's good. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not... I think the biggest thing that might be stressing adoptions is some of the weird things. Like, that's actually a really good story. We talked about this on the iTechier Weekly. By the way, we do have an RSS feed for that, and I'll have to hunt that up and give it to you, Dan. But we talked a little for the iTechier Weekly show I've been doing with my friend Larry McJunkin.
It's given an MP3 file, right? It's not another
I think so.
M4A. I think so. MP4 audio.
That one should be an MP3. Because he's doing it himself off of WordPress.com, I think. But in any event, though, we talked about this a little bit on there. Microsoft is back to their old browser games. If you get a brand new machine with Windows 11 on it, you cannot switch your default browser easily to Chrome or Firefox away from Edge.
Isn't there a big-ass lawsuit on that? Isn't that how we got rid of Netscape Navigator?
There was. Well, I don't think that's how we got rid of Netscape Navigator, but I know if you bought a machine from Europe when you first booted Windows up, it would ask you what browser you wanted. So there was that. That only happened in Europe. It didn't happen here. But so basically the trick here, though, is if you have a Windows 10 machine, make sure you have your default browser set before you upgrade, and then it'll carry over from what my understanding is. So kind of what I did, since mine came with 10 on it, because it came out like the Asus brought this one out back in like April this year. So but it that's what I did before that. I basically, one of the first things I did was another one is, if you do toy with Windows on occasion, is if you load go to Ninite.com, and basically it's a web page, and you just check off, I want Firefox, I want VLC, I want this, I want that. And then you press Ninite.com, and then you press the button, it downloads an install shield, you run the install shield, and it goes out and installs all of it.
It's also a good way to update your various applications.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice consolidated place to get all of those tools put into one installer.
Yep. So but I swear by that one. But other things like that I did by hand, I did install Cura
Hold on a second. Yeah. This you're talking about them saying that you can't easily change your browser in
correct
in a lab.
Default browser.
So default browser. Let me float
you
this
can
out
still
there.
Install, you can still install Chrome and you can still use it.
Right. So let me throw this out there. Isn't Edge built on Chrome?
Yes, it's built on the Chromium engine at this point.
Built on the Chromium engine. So,
in fact, it's actually not—it's not a bad browser at all.
I'm
completely the opposite of what IE was.
Be that as it may, does it really matter whether they do that, like it did with the Netscape Navigator, with the Netscape and Microsoft issue?
Well, what if you're a Firefox user?
Yeah, but the reason
a
why
Netscape
I say,
Navigator user.
Right. Well, the reason why I say this. Is no, I hear what you're saying there, but I'm like, before it was like this completely different thing, like we were getting locked into but now that lock in doesn't appear to be, because it's freaking Chrome, and Chrome has already like dominated the market and created the exact same problem that we had.
It has a bit more separation from Chrome now.
Now we're all jittering again. And there went Joe. I think I'm jittering too. I don't know. I mean, at least... Let's hope it doesn't lose my connection again.
Am I the only one that lost the connection that time?
Well, I saw both you and I didn't lose a connection.
Well, no, it's Chromium, and there is a bit more separation from Chromium and Chrome than there used to be.
There is.
Right, but what I'm saying is, at this point, is the cat already out of the bag? Like, I don't know how Microsoft could go back to being that same problem that they were with Internet Explorer before.
Right.
In reaction to the community. Now, of course, the person who wants to use Firefox is going to have a terrible experience trying to get that installed there. I do not deny that and say that that is a problem. But like,
before and my next question is, because I don't know, is will all the Chrome extensions work on Edge?
Yes. Well, will it work on Edge?
And
I
there
don't
might
know
be extensions that don't work on Chrome that only work on Edge, though, too.
Right.
And that's that you get that with Firefox and between Firefox. But I guess what I'm saying is,
now I will say
as
this,
a lock-in before,
right?
If you didn't have Internet Explorer, there were some server some websites that you couldn't go to.
Well, and also
because of that whole lock-in,
right?
And do we still? I don't see that problem now.
No,
wasn't the issue that it was also integrated with the File Explorer?
It was.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that all was tied. There was a whole thing about that too. Right. But
yeah, I will say this. I have 11 on the new laptop. I was able to install Firefox and Chrome, and I'm able to use both of them unimpeded. So it's not as big of an issue as it used to be, because at least they're not – they don't block you from installing it on – okay, that's if you have like Windows Home or something that's not the S mode on Windows 11. S mode is basically certain devices, like I think like the Surface Goes and the Surface Laptop Go, those ones are basically locked down and you can't without – I think you can unlock it once. Like at the beginning, you can actually switch from S mode to home, but you have to do it at the very beginning, okay? But when you stay in S mode, the only programs you can install – are out of the Microsoft Store, so, and it's honest, like in our the other show where we talked about this.
It's basically limiting yourself to like RT.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, but I compared this in the other show I recorded earlier this week. I compared this to how Apple does the same thing. Like an Apple, in fact, that's they're being impacted by that. Like Apple, like if you play Fortnite on your iPad,
hey,
you can't buy in-game purchases on your iPad.
I got to throw a little bit of respect at Apple, because they did, you know, open up their hardware so that anybody can fix it.
And they are at this point. Yeah, they're, yeah. So there are, and like the same thing goes with their in-game purchases, is they are going to eventually open that up so that, like, for example, Kindle app on the iPad, you can't buy books in the app right yet. Eventually you will be able to.
Yeah, so, but that's a whole different problem than the browser wars issue.
It is.
Because if you don't want to engage in that, you have a choice.
Yes. Right.
You could go somewhere else and get pretty much the same.
Well,
not,
honestly,
not 100%, but...
No.
I'm not siding with Apple in this at all. I think that's a terrible idea.
Right. See, well, and I think... in both cases, I think they're doing it for the same reason. It's all at the claim of security, which is bullshit. But
yeah, it's all at the claim of we want your information so that we can sell it to other people.
Right, a little bit of that too. Yeah, but yeah. So
it's all of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they all have telemetry in the app too. You know. They say it's so that they can see how people use the application, which is fair, because if you have telemetry and logging and stuff like that in your own web-based apps, well, you do the same thing. So, because you want to see, do we need to keep maintaining this piece of code forever if people aren't using it? You know? So, but...
I think you could determine whether you need to maintain that piece of code without going to the extent of making your business model stealing, you know, selling people's information. They're two different things.
I'm with you. Yeah, but so and see the same thing makes me wonder too. Like when I'm using Android Auto in my car, you know, which that's. You know,
that's a money maker for them. They know exactly where you're going all the time.
If the adaptive cruise is my first favorite thing, Android Auto is my second, because that means I never will pay for it. I mean, it does
have
an app system in it.
Let me ask you this question. Do you do Google Survey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Rewards.
You're all hooked in. Now, let me ask you this question. You go somewhere the next day. Does Google Survey pop up and say, have you been to one of these places?
Yep.
And
yeah.
And yeah.
A couple hours after.
Yeah, couple hours. And I'm like, yeah, I know you're tracking, but you're also trying to, you're really trying to pinpoint so you know you can confirm and verify exactly where people are going, you know.
Well, I will say this.
Just
though,
to give me that 10 cents that I won't use.
Popular reviewer, so that I'll write more reviews for you. Over 300,000 people have seen your shit.
Yeah. One thing that goes, one of the things I'm tired of is not being able to, just order something to have it show up. Sometimes it's because I can't freaking find our house, or sometimes I just can't order it up because there's. Google Maps, other cultures. So I reached out to. I'm actually going to go back on Twitter. I'm going to keep nailing them for it. But I reached out to Google Maps Twitter account, and they're like, "Well, this is not the experience we want you to have. Can you send a map link and stuff like that?" So I did that. So I'm going to nag them again. But like, I've been in here since July. Still not in Maps, but it's in Waze, and they friggin' own Waze, and Waze is crowdsourced, but we're still not mapped in there. In fact, since this road that I live on has been there for over a year now, and it's still not mapped, and they finally completed the road, because there's another road they had to complete in a new section, where it basically is Wynwood, our streets continued on this road, and then off that there is a cul-de-sac that's gonna have more houses on it, okay? But they finally finished that too. So I thought, well, after they finish that, they should hopefully start getting things mapped. But I go back in the Google Maps and their response is, well, we were unable to determine or to verify this address. I'm like, yeah, but because all the fucking web services like Uber Eats, pretty much any delivery service, even if it's not based in an app, they'll use Google Maps, like Instacart. Some of the drivers will use Google Maps, especially if they have Android. You know, so the map model culture, I really wish would go away, but it probably won't.
You know, it was like 20 years ago, wasn't it, that you had to wait till the paper map was updated, Joel?
Yep. And that was even worse. But
I guess they still make paper maps. Do they?
Right. Does Amazon deliver? They do.
Amazon does deliver.
Then you're good. You don't need Uber Eats.
Yeah. Like tonight, I just went out and got. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow, is I'll just go out and get my food. Tonight, I just went and got us all food because I was already out because I took some time off to go to my sleep doctor. Just a checkup, you know, but so I figure I was always out. Might as well go ahead and pick up some food on the way home. And that's what I did. And, so it's the upside is we are eating out less often now, but so
when you say you're eating out less often, does that include Uber Eats type stuff?
We can't do that stuff.
Oh, so you can't.
Which is why he's eating out less.
Yes.
Oh, because I was just wanting to make sure. Would you count eating out as having Uber Eats bring you food? Would that be eating out?
Oh, yes, I would.
Okay.
This is the reason he's used his kitchen more than twice since he got the house.
You know, I used it a lot. I cooked the. Let's see, Thanksgiving Day. Oh, this is an annoying thing too, Dan. Now, Dan. Are you the primary cook in your family?
Absolutely. Like on a big.
Okay. So
every day of the week.
I got up at, I had to get the turkey in by 7, so we'd have it about between 12 and 1. Okay. So I got that in there. And the day before, I baked 4 pies. I made 2 regular pumpkin, 1 sugar free pumpkin, and 1 pecan because pecan pie is awesome.
That reminds me, like Walmart has all those different pie fillings that they're now using with sucralose. So they're like 30 calories per serving, and it's not a small serving size.
But anyway, so I got those all cooked the day before. I get the turkey in, and I get down to about 10 or 11 o'clock, and I decide, well, it's time to start fixing the sides, okay? But before I do that, let's go get a shower because I feel filthy, you know, because I didn't take a shower in the morning. I just kind of sat on the couch while I was keeping track of the turkey, drinking coffee, not watching the parade. And then so I go jump in the shower and I come out and my wife's peeling potatoes. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm helping you peel my peeling potatoes. I'm like, I didn't ask for the help.
Like this whole story of you jumping in and out of the shower, right. This stuff.
You never complain when somebody jumps in and starts helping you.
Well, here's the thing.
Your wife was helping you.
It's one of those things where I'm the kind of person, like kind of cook. Well, I'll have a plan for the whole. Like if I'm making a huge meal like Thanksgiving, I have a plan for it. Okay, so I know when things have to go in. And what I would have done is I would have filled the pot and had it on the stove, trying to get the water to boil before I started peeling potatoes. All right, that way, hopefully, by the time I'm done
done. You saw her peeling potatoes, you should have just put the water on to boil and kept your damn mouth shut.
You're probably right. But
she peeled potatoes for you.
Right.
And you're bitching about you. I am a
kitchen dictator, and I'll admit that.
those potatoes, after they were peeled, had to sit an extra 30 minutes while the water started boiling. Would it have done anything but cost you less time?
But we still got, work still got yourself. Things all done, right?
No, I'm really, gonna give you shit about this. I mean,
you should. So... but it's just all.
But what you're saying
depends on how the kind of cook you are. Do you want the full control of the kitchen, or do you want lots of help? I'm the kind of wants. I want.
Hey,
I'm just
hey,
like
hey,
my
whether
mother.
You wanted help or
I'm
not,
just
you know
like
what?
My mother.
You know what?
My
you know where
would
her
kick
hands
my
are.
Ass out of the. I would go in the kitchen, say, "Do you want any help?" And mom would kick my ass out of the kitchen every time.
Nah, my mom would have just made me start washing dishes. Doesn't
yeah,
matter if they, you know, how many were
is.
Dirty or not.
Yeah,
but that's but, beside the point.
See, I would go in there and ask that right. question with the expectation that she should say no, because I really don't
right.
want to help, but I got to make it look good.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, but, okay, you just started peeling potatoes, but can I get you to move over to the kitchen table so that that way
no,
I can
no, she was
do
actually
the rest
doing
of my stuff?
This. Okay, and here's the thing that irked me a little bit more. She was actually doing this. She brought a bowl of potatoes in our bedroom, and she was peeling them while she
okay,
was watching
now
her TV.
Okay, that's the wrong answer. That's the
yeah.
wrong answer.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that actually
bothered me.
Ah, here
but
we go
I'm
again.
After really, you know,
man. All right. I'm back.
Hopefully.
I see Joe.
There we go.
She just wanted you and the potato peeler in the bed.
Wait, hold on a second. So you come out of the shower after sitting on the couch thinking that right. you stink, right? You're like, I'm going to go take a shower. Right. Then you got to come out and regardless of how anything else would have played out.
Right.
Your wife has peeled the potatoes. All you have to do is put the water on. You don't have to peel the potatoes. She saved you that amount of time.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
Not
potatoes.
Really, but...
But you still wouldn't have gained any more time because you would have had to put...
Peeling the potatoes.
You would have had to put the water on anyway after you got out of the shower and peeled the potatoes. But
there's
now you don't have to put the potatoes in.
But there's
now, while
a
the water's boiling, you can start cooking something else.
There's a saying, though, is like too many chefs aren't.
Well, she wasn't in the kitchen, so it's not a problem.
No, that's true, but yeah, but there's just certain ways, like when I go to boil water, I don't know about you. When I go to boil water, I fill it full of cold water. All right, my wife will fill up the pan with hot water. I don't have a reason why. I don't like that, but I don't. But...
It you takes know. A different amount of time to boil. That's beside the point.
Right. But that there's just certain ways I like to do things, and she doesn't do them that way. So.
But if somebody else is doing that particular part of right. cooking, then you shut your mouth and you move on to something else.
It might be something like that. But that reminds me, though, I have to. I do have to start planning. We're doing since we're going to go down to my dad's for Christmas, I'm going to
wait,
do
wait, hold
like,
on
little...
a second, Joel. Hold yeah. on a second.
Yes, sir.
To go back to this, not to beat a dead horse. Now, I will say, I like to run the kitchen, and
right.
I like to have things going in my way. Now,
right,
that
right.
being said, I can't recall any time I had somebody come in the kitchen and actually jump in and start helping me out without me asking.
Right.
As opposed to them just
telling.
Coming in and starting to
right.
do something else
and
while
that's
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know
I like,
how to react to your, yeah. you know, to react like
right.
Joe does or not, because I'm like, it's never happened to me. And boy, I'm like thinking, I would, sure, you know what? If you want to, you know, peel these potatoes while I'm doing something else, have at it.
You know,
boss.
If I were to walk into right. Dan's kitchen and he was cooking, I might say, hey, Dan, you mind if I start cooking this? Or prepping this to be cooked?
See, but, yeah, and that's the thing, you know. Is
well, wait,
Joe.
Are you saying, can I help you with by prepping this, or are you coming in prepping your own shit?
Right?
I would be prepping something to cook. I would
right.
kind of expect to be a either I would say, hey, where can I help out? That would be one thing. Or B, I would say, hey, let me cook this. Please.
No. Wait. What I'm saying, no. I mean, would you be helping me or would you be just like I'm making dinner for everybody,
if
but
I'm
you're not going to eat that
house,
dinner. You're going to have your own dinner. And,
if I'm at your house, all I'm right. eating what's cooked at your house.
That's right.
Yeah, because what I'm saying is, when I have a family member come waltzing in and start doing something, it's completely unrelated to what I'm trying to get done, and it is annoying. Not that they're coming in to help.
Yeah, that also irks me. I'm like if I'm in there cooking and like, my son pulls this shit all the time. I'll be either just starting to cook dinner, or maybe I've got something in the microwave or whatever. I just started cooking dinner. Okay. He waltzes in, pulls out a banquet meal out of the freezer, and cooks it. And I'm like, dude, I'm making dinner for you. I'm like.
Does he eat them both?
Yes, little pig.
Well, no, if I had a guest over and I was cooking supper and they like pulled out a TV dinner or something like that to eat, it best be because they got some allergies that I didn't know about before I started cooking.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Dude, if come on, let's be honest here. If you were a guest or a guest came over to your house, and even could you even imagine them doing that? Like, I could see my kid doing that.
I can imagine them never being invited over again.
I can't imagine somebody would go over, like Joel would show up at your house, and you'd be making him. I don't know.
Well, we're very cautious about allergies anyway, so it's not going to happen.
I mean, Joel would come over and then, like, you're in the middle of making him dinner and he's tossing a burrito in the microwave. I can't.
Nope. That's a good way to lose a friendship right there.
That's
a burrito
right,
in the
man.
Microwave while I'm cooking somebody else. While I'm cooking.
Or actually,
food.
That's one thing I don't miss about working in an office
is
when somebody
a burrito
brings
in the microwave.
Well, it depends on the burrito, but the one that always bothers me in the microwave is like when somebody brings fish, like baked fish or something, to warm up in the microwave, and it stinks to high heaven. Or
you don't like the smell of fish?
No, we had this one house guest. We had this one house guest that did that. They cooked fish in the microwave, and that smelled disgusting enough. But then they also ruined my microwave by cooking rice in the microwave for like 30 minutes, and it's like you're right next to the stove, and it's not like I don't have any fucking pans,
right? But yeah,
what is wrong that you're cooking fish in a microwave? Like, who cooks fish in a microwave?
It may be like it might be your leftovers from the day before.
I guess people from Chicago.
Or I don't know, man. It's
but yeah, I guess you want to heat up the leftovers.
Right. But or like the other one is like when I was a faculty associate in college, we had at least two students from Thailand that also worked in that office, and they would bring in things like curry and stuff, and God, I mean,
oh man,
you might like curry, but
that's wonderful.
I
love a good curry.
I'm not saying it. That's not going to be good, but if you've never smelled it before, you're like, what the fuck is that? I mean, it's not a totally unpleasant smell, but it's still, it's like not one you're expecting. But, you know, or like, my wife does Brussels sprouts in the microwave, and those things stink to high heaven. I'm like, there's only one way to eat a Brussels sprout. Roast it in the oven.
Look. Yeah, you can say curry is bad, but then you go over to some traditional Mexican homes where they're cooking some peppers.
Oh yeah.
Like actually like grilling some chili or chile. And it's like, you know, walking through a
pepper
cloud
spray.
Of tear gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do that to my family all the time, man. I get a wok smoking hot, and I just grab a whole bunch of like hot peppers, habaneros, and stuff like that, and throw them in there. And like it would just. And
it's
that
cloudous.
I was making like my lunches and dinners with these really hot peppers, and But like the family would have to go outside because it would burn their eyes.
Truth, truth.
I know yep. what you're talking about, Joe. I've been there. Yeah. I did that.
Yep.
Yeah, my wife just called me a gringo because I said that. So.
That's because you are. But.
I told her. Yeah, I didn't. I'm definitely white.
Cracker. Anyway, but yeah, you know, it's interesting that. But no, I haven't had another family get together. Not this weekend, but next weekend. So we're gonna have everyone over. I'm probably gonna order a birthday cake, but I'm kind of probably gonna do it like simple stuff, like get like a meat and cheese tray, and then I'll just make desserts like a peppermint cheesecake, some cookies and stuff, you know.
That's banana cinnamon bread that I want to make.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Maybe some more booze brownies.
Yep. Now, the best choice I ever made about my kitchen when we were building this house was we chose to go with the gas stove. And one big reason why is power outages. I'm sitting here in a Zoom
session.
That's
what the fireplace is for, or the grill out back.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because if I don't have electric, I'm not grilling, because I got a pellet grill now. Unless I have like a Jackery to run it. Fire. So it happened right about 11. I went downstairs, dug out a packet of good ramen, not shit ramen. It was Samyang ramen.
Oh, you got the top ramen?
No, Samyang, the Korean ramen. Not the hot, super hot stuff, but they make a regular one. It's really good. So then I put a pot of water on the stove, and because I got a gas stove, I was able to just light it with a lighter instead of using the electronic igniter that's built into it, because that doesn't work when you have no power. But lighting it with a lighter does, so I was able to cook my lunch.
Yeah, the propane grill out back works the same way.
Well, I don't have a propane grill anymore.
Oh. But, do you guys like Asian food?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like to cook Asian? Well, I'm going to say, depends. Do you like Korean food?
Yes.
Korean food.
Have you ever had tteokbokki?
Have you ever had Korean street food on a street in Korea?
All right. Have you ever had rice cake?
Yes.
Probably.
I never heard of this stuff until this past week when I was watching Ethan Trebowski video on rice cake, and I went to the Asian market and picked some
not
up and
like
made the recipe.
Not like the styrofoam thing, right?
Huh?
It's not
no,
like
no,
the
no,
styrofoam
no, no, no.
thing.
Not
okay.
the rice cake snack things. It's a right. rice. It's a really, really, really thick rice
glutinous
noodle.
Glutinous and sticky, right?
It almost looks like a baby carrot. Is like the size, the width of it, and the shape. So you've had it, Joe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I probably did, yeah.
It's really thick and glutinous, and I made it. It was a big hit. It's with gochujang.
There you go.
And you know, hot pepper and everything in there. Oh man, it was so good. I made it for lunch today too.
I need to make
bonito, miso stock. Not a miso stock.
Oh yeah,
dashi, dashi,
stock. Dashi. Yeah. So, I'd like to make I want to make some Korean fried chicken because I love that stuff.
Oh no, I like bulgogi.
Bulgogi is delicious too, yes.
Extra spicy bulgogi and rice.
But
straight off the cart.
But this is like, I can get that super hot ramen anytime I want, Dan, now, because Meyer started carrying it. So, and I do enjoy it every once in a while. It's not an everyday lunch thing, you know, because I can't eat that much heat every day because I'm 50. it tears my asshole up. But. It sure does taste good going down. but yeah, I absolutely love Korean. Actually, I don't watch it all the time, but one of my favorite YouTube channels is the James A. Townsend. He does a show on 18th century cooking. So you were talking about cooking from the 1700s, you know, the birth of our country. Okay. So he had one on there for
boiled potatoes and.
Not all that. They did the one recipe
sourdough
he just
bread.
Did. He just did a recipe on with potato cakes, and they're not like potato pancakes. You know, these were like you had some leftover potatoes, you mashed it in with some wine and butter. I forget what else he put in the paste, but then you put flour in there too. And then you bake them like a cookie. You know, you basically cut them out, make them like a cookie, and then you make like a traditional pudding sauce out of wine and well, usually white wine, sugar, I think butter maybe too, and then you pour that over it. That looks interesting, but that's not the only thing that he's had that kind of looks interesting. Like he has like there's a video he has on one of the original Christmas desserts, plum pudding, you know, English plum pudding. Which is completely different than the pudding we're
used to. Does he have a recipe for figgy pudding?
He probably does. I would assume. So I'm pretty sure he does. But what's really interesting though is not only does he prepares the recipe, but he actually does it with the 18th century style tools. So he's not like whisking with a metal whisk, or he doesn't have an electric mixer. He's doing it with a the same kind of tools they would have used in the 18th century. So, but that's a really good YouTube channel, and they got some really unique recipes that I want to try someday. Like, he had one where he made hardtack. Not that I want to eat it, but it was still interesting, because hardtack is the original military ration. They give you a hardtack, and then, like, a pound of bacon, I think, or something like that, and that was your food ration. Oh, and coffee.
You're telling me they didn't have whisks back then? A bunch of wires just joined together?
Whisk. They might have had like a bamboo-style whisk, or I know that just from going to tours at Colonial Williamsburg, which, you know, right around the same time, if they needed to whisk like an egg or something, they might go out to the tree and pull a twig off a tree. And that was their whisk. Let's just say food safety wasn't of concern in the 18th century. But the recipes they cooked are pretty interesting. A lot of times it's just because that's just what they had. So. And not a lot of people make that kind of stuff anymore. At least in America.
But wait, what show were you talking about watching?
Townshend's. Let me see if I can find the link to the channel.
Don't know. It wasn't Tasting History, right?
No.
Okay. Tasting the History of Max Miller. I watched that. Well, we got to get this thing wrapped up. Some of us got to get to bed.
Indeed. Or out on a bike ride.
There you go.
Of course, I have been lifting weights during the show.
There you go.
That's the way you do it. I got to get up and lift tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I need to lift tomorrow morning.
What are you saying, Joel?
Townsend's is the name of the channel. I'll put the link to the channel here in the Mumble chat.
There we go.
There we go. But I think you'll enjoy that, Dan, because it's just got some really bizarre recipes and some I actually want to try.
I'll check it out.
Like he did one on fried chicken, food of the enslaved barbecue.
Wait a minute. I think I've seen this. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay.
Yep. The potato one is because unusual potato cakes from 1797. Then he has he makes an original pumpkin pie recipe from 1797. Plum pudding, cooking with candy, a fowl pie, so it's like a chicken or a duck pie, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, so we got to wrap this up. But before we go, don't forget, if you can, either, especially virtually, Ohio Linux Fest this weekend.
And that's what I'm doing.
So head over to, what is it, ohiolinux.org, isn't it?
I think so. By the way, you cannot register right now for online or anything. They've closed registration.
Yeah, well, conference.org.
Yeah, so if you haven't registered, too late. And they do not have walk-in registrations this year due to COVID.
But you can go online and watch it virtually.
If you did a donation and registered, yeah. And I did, so. But we'll see. I'm gonna look more towards trying to attend Self this year in person. So, as far as I know, that's still on from Jeremy. Alrighty, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Joel. I can still register at OLF. conference.org.
Oh, maybe they opened it back up.
Because you can do the maybe online it only back pass. Up
online, right.
Yeah. So there's an online only pass.
And that's a donate what you want.
Yeah.
So they're an online only fan.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Only. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In person registrations already had to be in, and those ones you had to pay this year. There was no pass like they had before. And part of their reason for doing that was just to control how many people are there.
Yeah. Well, all right. So don't forget olfconference.org and it'll be good. So we got to. Yeah, so it's going to be online on YouTube, according to Murph. So anyway, we got to wrap this up. There you go. And thank you, everybody. This is the first episode in December of 2021. And not to be the last. So have a happy. Thank you. Here are your promos.
I am short.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
There we go.
Looks like our gold crow might be opening back up.
Yeah, not for me. I wasn't going there before the pandemic. Okay, sure the hell ain't gonna go there now.
Well, but the only thing I never eat at when I do go there is that chocolate fountain. Because you don't know what's in that. But I haven't been to a Chinese buffet in forever.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yup. And they're remodeling the Grove City Kmart, just like they did to the one that was near my old house. So I'll switch my Planet Fitness membership to that and start going. Anyway, so I'd have paid to go in person to OLF since I'm pretty close, triple vaccinated and all that jazz, but they're going to be pretty militant with the masks, which is understandable, but I just don't know how much time I can spend down there. And since you pretty much have to pay, I don't necessarily, I mean, I donated $10 for the online, but I just don't know how much time I could spend down there this weekend, because usually, you know, we're doing stuff. And that's the bad thing about having a Linux Fest in the same city you live in. It's like if you have one in Hampton Roads. You know, you'd be doing stuff with family or wanting to.
Say goodnight, Joel.
Good night, Joel.
Yeah, I was like,
smooth move.
Yeah, I was like focused on something completely different, and then I was like, I saw you go in and out of the channel, so I assumed that maybe you were having connection issues, and then when you weren't responding, I was like, maybe you're still having connection issues. And then Joel showed up. And you spoke, and I'm like, he's just ignoring me, that dick.
That's what it was. I was
so
just ignoring
you. Did anybody actually get on last week?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did not either.
No, no. No.
Nope, but I got a new car, and we'll talk about that.
All right. Is the old one up on blocks in the front?
No, the old one is totaled.
Up on blocks in the front.
No, it's a Copart. Somebody else's car now. It's not my responsibility anymore. Besides, that wouldn't be allowed in this new neighborhood. But Sunday, I get to go be Santa Claus for the first time for the kids at church.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. I went over and got the costume today from the church. Although I won't put it on until after, like, because it's going to be at the end of service, so I don't want to wear that HODL thing the whole service, you know? I think they said it's going to be outside, though, which that's actually cool, too.
Have you taken it out of the packaging yet?
Oh, I tried it on.
All right, we ready to start this pig?
Yep.
I'm not muted. All right, so that's good. All right.